So I'm here at Battersea Power Station for the announcement of the teams going into the Oxford-Cambridge boat race. And I'm joined here with Olympian Angus Groom. Thank you very much for your time. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, the boat race is going to be, it's such a unique event. And I think it's going to be really exciting on both men's and women's sides. The past couple of years, Cambridge have had the upper hand, but looking at both men's and women's crews this year, I think it's going to be a lot tighter.
Where do you think this comes in importance of their careers?
So I think it really depends on the age of the athletes. So for, you know, the freshers or the undergrads, it's going to be right at the pinnacle of their rowing career. But for some of the guys who perhaps been doing postgrad, they might have done some international stuff, it's a very special rowing experience, and perhaps is on the same level as something maybe like a World Championships or a World Cup.
In terms of the commercial side, do you think this sport of rowing is expanding?
There's certainly a lot of effort in to try to make it expand. It's not the most popular of sports, but you know, events like the boat race is a really good chance to grow the sport of rowing. And I know there are some plans to perhaps get a new generation of athletes rowing, and with that hopefully we can tap into new markets to financially grow the sport as well.
And finally, with Paris Olympics just around the corner, you got silver last time. What do you think our chances are this time? Do you see us as the favourites?
So it depends on the boat class. I think in a lot of boat classes there are some out-and-out favourites, GBL out-and-out favourites. But, you know, the Olympics is really special in that very often it's not the favourites who win. It's an opportunity that only comes around once every 4 years.
Yeah.
And because of that, people do funny things, and quite often you get surprise winners. In fact, more than often you get surprise winners. So I'm keeping a cautious optimism about the British team, and I'm sure they're very well trained, so I think they'll do very well.
So I'm joined here with Harry Glenister, who is in the Oxford men's rowing team. Hey, excited with the team? Happy with it?
Yeah, very excited. I think we've had a really good year as a crew. We've really worked on our team culture, trying to get as much out of each other as we can, being very positive. Very excited to race. We really want to try and turn over Cambridge, that have beaten us 4 out of the last 5 times. And we're very excited for that in 2.5 weeks' time.
So how is the preparation going?
Yes, good. I mean, we've done some hard miles. We've been working hard for the last 6 months. I mean, we train 2 times a day on top of lectures. We think we're in very good shape. We've got some good, we've had some big PBs in the boat.
And how are the emotions 2 weeks from the race?
Yeah, I'd say I'm definitely slightly nervous, but I'm excited to get amongst it. I think it's going to be a good race. It's looking very tight from the pre-fixtures. I'm just excited to get going.
With Cambridge in a bit of a streak of their last wins, are you feeling the pressure of that at all?
I'm quite excited to try and turn it over. That's the aim. I think it gives us all a lot of motivation to try and, you know, change what's been happening over the last 4 or 5 years. So yeah, we're excited.
I'm joined here by Paralympian Erin Kennedy. Very nice to meet you. Have you enjoyed the day so far? It's been great, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's a really cool location, and it's been amazing just to see kind of the hype around the boat race, and it's really exciting. It's coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
At what point do you think the pressure does set in for the races?
I mean, I would say today is probably going to be quite a big day. They've been kind of building towards selection for a number of weeks. Well, a number of months, really, but the culmination has been over the last few weeks. And so today is the official announcement of the crews. They'll kind of get to see the other crew as well, because Oxford and Cambridge don't always mix. So they'll get to see their direct opposition, who they're competing against. And it'll be really exciting for them. But I remember I did the boat race 10 years ago, and I still remember this day very clearly. It all of a sudden feels really real.
Yes, and like you said, you did the boat race 10 years ago yourself. How much of a big race is it for these people's careers in terms of where they want to go as well, but also the lead up to this moment. At what point does it come in their career in terms of importance?
Yeah, it can be really varied. For some people, you know, it can be the culmination of their career. They might have had an international career before, and then all of a sudden now they're coming in, and it's kind of their final hurrah. Angus Groom, who's here today, it was his kind of final race after he'd gone and won a silver medal at the Games in Tokyo, and then he kind of finished off his career with a boat race win in 2022. But for me, it actually came quite early in my career. I'd learned to row about 2.5 years before. So yeah, really for me, it was sort of the stepping stone into the next part of my career, which then led me to kind of represent GB. And so for a lot of people, you know, it's a really, really big thing. There's not many people get to do a boat race. There's literally 8 athletes in a cox. There's one for Oxford, one for Cambridge, and that's it. You know, it's pretty exclusive, and it's a pretty cool club to be a part of.
And with the Olympics and obviously Paralympics just around the corner in Paris, what predictions do you have for that? Do you think we can finally get gold this year? We got silver last time.
Oh yeah, I think so. So yeah, I was very lucky to be part of the only kind of mixed sweep boat that won a gold medal. So there was 2 boats that won a gold medal at the Paralympics, but there was silvers and a bronze for the Olympic program. I definitely think we're going to be seeing a lot more gold medals and medals of many colours, to be honest, coming up at the Olympics. It's really exciting that it's going to be so close, because for almost all of us, it's essentially a home games. It's as close as it's ever going to be. We'll have friends and family there supporting, and yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
Do you think there is an even bigger future ahead for the sport of rowing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting, actually, because rowing is kind of expanding into beach sprints. So there's going to be coastal rowing coming in for Los Angeles Olympics, which is in 2028, which is going to really diversify the sport. It kind of brings a new different skill out, which is really exciting. And there are some amazing charities doing a lot of things to try and develop the accessibility of rowing, you know, to people who wouldn't maybe traditionally find it. Like myself went to a state school, and I only discovered rowing when I went to Oxford. But, you know, we're trying to make it a more accessible sport, and there's lots of really great steps that are happening there.
So I'm joined here with the Oxford Women's President, Ella Standler. Thank you very much for your time. Happy with the team?
Yeah, so happy, so chuffed with the people around me and of every confidence in the coach and who they've chosen.
And how's the preparation going? Because only around 2 weeks until the actual race.
Yeah, I think it's about 17 days to go now into our final preparations. We're staying down in London this week to have a bit of a mini camp. And then we're back in Oxford next week for our last week in Wallingford. And then down to London on the Monday before the race to really settle in and make those final adjustments down on the Tideway.
And obviously Cambridge were dominant last year. Are you feeling any pressure, or are you not really thinking about it?
I think what happens previously in the boat race is almost a bit irrelevant. You have so much turnover from year to year. We're very lucky this year that we have 6 returning blues from various boat races from 2022 or 2023. And we have a new coach this year. It's very much a different programme, a different club, a different culture. And I'm really excited to see what we can do.
So I'm joined here by a member of the Cambridge women's team, Jenna Armstrong. Thank you very much for your time. Happy with the team that you've got?
Yeah, I feel we've done a lot of testing throughout the year, and I feel pretty confident that we've got the fastest 9 women that we can.
How's the preparation been with 2 weeks to go? You must be quite excited or maybe nervous?
Yeah, so far so good. We've had a really good season so far. I mean, the weather's been a bit rainy, but we've been lucky that we haven't been super disrupted by it. So yeah, now that we're in the last couple of weeks, it's just about putting the finishing touches on the crew, making sure that, you know, everyone is physically and mentally as ready to go as they can be for race day.
And how are the emotions in the team?
I think most of them are pretty excited. Almost all of us have done a boat race before, whether that's in the blue boat or in the reserve crew. So most of us have been here before, so it's kind of that exciting, like, it's a big day for us, and it's something that I think we all look back on fondly, and we're kind of excited to repeat again.
And Cambridge won last year, of course. Are you feeling any pressure off that, though?
I feel a little bit of pressure, but I think, you know, we have a really big emphasis with our crew about focusing on kind of the process. And so, you know, we don't really think about what happened last year. We don't really think about what's going to happen on the day. We think about what we're doing today to make us faster for today. And so I think, you know, as a whole, we try and remove that outcome aspect of it. I think because it makes us perform better, but also does kind of calm down the nerves a little bit as well.
So I'm joined here by Seb Benzekri, who is part of the Cambridge rowing team. How's the preparation going? 2 weeks or so until the race?
Yeah, just coming up on 2 weeks. Prep's going really, really well. Guys are firing on all cylinders, I think. We've really sort of pushed the boat out in terms of trying to get as much as we can out of our training, out of our length, out of our power, and I think it's really paying dividends for us at this stage. So quite excited at our speed, and getting really excited to race in a couple of weeks.
And with the rowing team announced today, how happy are you with it?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better crew. I think the selection this year has been really, really close, and actually there are a number of guys in the reserve boat that were fighting for seats all the way up until the end for the blue boat, and you know, they're fantastic rowers as well. But I think we do have the nine best guys, and I'm really happy with this boat. Looking forward to the race itself.
And obviously, with the build up to the race, there has been a bit of talk about the streak as well.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, for us, we actually, you know, only have a 1 year streak. We lost the race in 22, but we definitely have had, you know, we are in a period where Cambridge has generally been coming out on top, and obviously last year, every Cambridge boat won over Oxford, so it was a clean sweep. And you know, there's definitely some pressure to follow up a year of success like that, but all you can really do is focus on the year that you're in, and every year is different, and every year has its own challenges, and so, you know, we're just trying to prepare as best we can and not really think too much about any end result, and just focus on the day-to-day.
Thank you very much, Seb. Thank you.